right now on Galesburg's Evening News. Something that's probably, as I mentioned, a little bit personal to a lot of people, and that's the issue of suicide. And there are a number of people that get together every year here in Galesburg to help bring awareness to that, as they do in other communities all around the country. Chastity Smith helps organize the annual Out of the Darkness Community Walk for West Central Illinois, which is part of the fundraising effort of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. That walk is this weekend in Galesburg. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start at the beginning. We've talked a number of times with you on various programs, but for those who don't know, how did this begin? This has become a pretty passionate thing for you, hasn't it?
Absolutely. This is our ninth year. We started this by attending a walk, we being me and my cousin Tina. Mm-hmm. We started this after we attended a walk in Springfield after Tina had lost her husband Dan to suicide. And we thought after we'd been there, the experience was so empowering and just, I don't know, a sense of peace that we thought we needed to bring that to our community.
That's fantastic. And you've been doing it how many years now?
This is year number 9.
That's great. That's just shows you how my memory goes. I remember back when it started, but I don't remember almost anything in between. But that's just how
it's
I work.
It's gone
lately.
So fast.
Yeah. And it's really kind of expanded really all over the state in that number of years. I mean, there are people that have started other walks because of this one, right?
Absolutely. Ann King has the walk in Kankakee now.
Yeah.
She's originally from here. Lorna and Jim Melvin are her parents. And then Christina had the walk in Bettendorf, and she's actually part of the Iowa chapter now.
Great.
So, yeah, it's really, really grown. I think we are in all 50 states for walks now.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Is it still difficult as I think it would be for people to talk about the issue of suicide, regardless of how it has or hasn't affected them?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
It's kind of a two-parter. If you have been affected by mental health and suicide, it's a little easier as we progress and go forward to talk about it, because so many more people, and it has been in the spotlight a lot with the celebrities that we have lost in the last several years.
Yeah.
That has made it easier for people to talk about it. And it's become more something people are realizing needs to be, your mental health needs to be cared for just as your cold and common flu, you know?
Yeah.
But then for those who haven't been touched by mental health or suicide, it's still very taboo and still very, no, we don't talk about that.
I wonder why that is. It seems like, just in a broad sense, that a lot of folks are more open about a lot of issues maybe now than in the past 10, 20 years, let's say. I wonder why there's still, and maybe it's not answerable, that there's still this stigma with the issue of suicide and really in a broader sense, mental health.
Absolutely. I think a lot of it is, Will, that people don't know what to say in the sense of suicide. If they're talking to a survivor of suicide loss, they don't know what to say. And the real skinny of it is you don't have to say anything. You need to just listen, be supportive. That person who's been left behind by someone, whether it be a spouse, a relative, a friend, just needs your support. Mm-hmm. They don't need you to have all the right answers. They don't need you to be a book of knowledge, just a friend.
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably so important, and partly because I think when we think of the need or the desire to help our friends through what they're going through, that I think a lot of times we feel like we need to have all the answers, and that's really just not the case.
No, it's really not. I mean, the frustration sometimes, I think, for the survivors, especially of suicide loss, is it's not handled, generally speaking, the same fashion that someone who lost their husband to a heart attack or a cancer, you know, it's not as accepted, I guess. It's becoming better.
And those things are maybe more treatable, I guess, than maybe a mental health issue that might lead to a suicide.
Yes, they can be, because, you know, part of the mental health struggle is a lot of people don't seek help when they're struggling.
Yeah.
They internalize it until it becomes too much. And that's our fight with Out of the Darkness, is to bring those issues out of the darkness, hence the name, to squash the stigmas, to let people know, you know, check on your strong friends. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to reach out for help. It's okay to go to a therapist, a guidance counselor, it's whatever it may be, to have medication.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you need, if you're not okay, just like it's okay to go to a chiropractor or your foot doctor, it's the same kind of thing. It's okay to get your mental health checked.
Or if I need to get out of here and get rid of whatever's in my throat right now, but you know, that's been, again, another discussion. But and well, let's go ahead, since time is a little short, let's go ahead and talk about what will be happening on Saturday. I hear you got some person who's on the radio somewhere, among others,
I'm hoping
talk at this year's walk.
Well, I'm hoping we do anyway. He's a little under the weather today.
who might that be?
It might be you.
Oh.
We are starting a little earlier this year, which is something we're really trying to push and remind people of, because we've done it the same time for the last 8 years.
Yeah.
However, it's been really hot the last 4 years. And yesterday it was supposed to be 78 on Saturday. Today they're calling for 84.
Oh, really?
So we are doing it earlier. We are starting. Registration is at 10 a.m. and the walk will start right around 11. We usually have our speakers about 10:45.
Mm-hmm.
And this year you are going to be one of our
good
speakers.
Lord. And, I just have to tell you, and I told you this off the air, since you asked me to do this, and don't get me wrong, I'm very happy to, I just don't know what the heck I'm going to say.
That's up to you to decide.
Other than everything we've just talked about in the last 7 minutes here on the air, I have no idea what...
Well, I believe you have a story yourself.
I have a little bit of one.
Yeah, that you are welcome to share how you've handled that and recovered from that.
Yeah.
If you should decide to. That's what a lot of people have done before, is talked with their battles with life. I mean, we all have some sort of story.
The short version of my story is that the person who's responsible for me being here at the radio station, Shannon Christosek, took her own life, or so we believe, a number of years ago, and that broke my heart more than anything. But more to my own personal point, there have been a few times in my life where it's, let's just say for the purpose of discussion, that it's, the issues crossed my mind.
Absolutely. And we're grateful that you're still here.
Me too.
And the motivation behind us asking you to speak is because you do have a story, Will. And the reason you don't know what to say is because it's sometimes hard to deal with that stuff.
So but here's my problem. I could think about all day about what to say, but I usually have my problem is that nobody's ever really been able to convince me that I have a story that anybody else would be interested in hearing.
And I've heard your story, and that's not true. That's why we asked you to speak.
Oh,
so
bless your heart.
We've been doing this for a long time, and if we can come across to anyone that it's worth it to get up tomorrow, and it's not as bad as it seems, that there is help, there are people, that's our goal. I mean, yes, it's great to raise the money for the research and to get the legislation passed, and all of that is wonderful. But if we can save one family from what we've been through.
Real quickly, in terms of legislation or issues, what is still to be done in that regard, if you're aware of anything?
Well, we are pushing hard. We go, AFSP goes every year to both Springfield and Washington, and we fight for legislation for mental health issues to make sure that in placement in schools, the teachers are being trained. And Bridgeway's done a great job, as well as AFSP, in teaching the mental health first aid training to several of our local teachers, therapists, and doctors. There's classes that you can take to know when something more is going on than just your typical everyday stuff.
Right.
We go and we fight for that, to be in the schools, for our staffs and teachers and nurses to be trained.
Mm-hmm.
We also are fighting, you just probably heard, we've got 911 and 411 in Galesburg. United Way has 211.
Yes.
We have 988 coming out.
For
the suicide hotline. So now it's just a simple 988 dial, and that was just recently pushed through and should be activated very soon.
That's wonderful. I'm short on time, so let me go back to what's happening this Saturday. And in addition to me, there'll be other people speaking and kind of go through what else will be going on.
Once the speaking is done, Eric comes out every year and he has this PA system and he gets everybody going. And usually Eric and whoever the last speaker was, might be you, might be Emily, just depends on which order you go in.
Eric, we're talking about Eric Hansen from FM 95, which is sponsoring the walk. And knowing me, if I'm standing there and he's trying to set up equipment, I'll probably help.
Absolutely. But usually he'll kick off the walk with whoever the last speaker is. It's about a 4.5 mile walk. We will have water stations along the way.
4.5 miles?
Round trip. We do have someone halfway that if you can't make it, if you're too hot or you're just tired, they will bring you back. We have water stations and restrooms along the way. So
you know I'm a little tired, right? And I'm not feeling well. No, I'm kidding. But
there will be lunch also for by donation. We'll have pulled pork and chips. There'll be water. We have chalk so you can write messages of encouragement or to your loved ones. We also have a memory wall this year if you want to bring your pictures of your loved one out.
Great.
So lots of information and things.
And again, we can't emphasize enough, everything starts earlier this year than it has in years past.
Absolutely. 10 o'clock is walk-up registration, and the walk will start around 11. You can go online and register at gelsbergwalk.org. Until Friday morning, and then that'll shut down. That doesn't mean that you can't register still. You can come out Saturday morning, and we'll get you registered.
You can also find that link on our community events page at WGIL.com, too. I did just pull up the weather. Well, now it's warmed up again. Sunny and 81 Saturday, sunny and 84 Sunday. But Saturday morning won't be that bad.
And I think we just wanted to bump it back last year. I think it was 88 and humid as all Hades.
Oh, my gosh. Well, kind of like today, I think.
But, yes. So we thought maybe a little earlier might help us beat the heat a little bit.
Yeah. And it's not, as you just mentioned, if you go online and register, it's not too late to start getting your friends and family to raise a few
bucks. Absolutely.
And
this is a free event. You do not have to fundraise. That's totally your choice. This is an absolutely free event. Everyone's welcome to come out. And you can. Everyone can take something away from this walk.
I'm not giving a dollar because somehow I convinced a few friends of mine to give some money for me. So, and I'm grateful for that. So
I saw you hit your goal. That's
awesome. Yeah, I did. It took like a second and a half. It was easier than buying concert tickets.
Again, like I said, because you have a story to share and people that want to hear it.
I do. So. I do. But. Okay. We'll see if we can get more of that story out of me on Saturday. But again, Saturday, and you're starting where at Lake Story?
Shelter number one.
Okay. All right. And again, that's all at WGIL.com on the community events page. Anything else we should know, Chastity?
No, just come on out. And like I tell you all the time, just be nice to each other. You don't know what someone's story is.
Exactly. That's unfortunately, I think with some things that have been discussed in the news this past week around here, I think being nice is a nice, unfortunately, a novel concept for people, but it's one that we all need to remember. Chastity Smith, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck on Saturday, and thanks for all the work you're doing.
Thank you very much.
I will be there. I have to do Galesburg Live on Saturday morning, so I'll be rushing from one thing to the other, so hopefully I still have some energy to talk left by the time I get there.
We'll even get you a chair if you need one.
Oh, would you?
Yeah,
that
would
absolutely. I'd like a nice recliner. I'm kidding. Chastity, thanks again.
Thank you, Will.